The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Bahamar, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, Caribbean Gas, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Unifasters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, The Tourism Development Corporation, and Wendy's.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, and to run where the brave dare not go, and to right the unrightable wrong, and to love pure and chaste from afar, to try arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. Question or pause, to be willing to march, march into hell for that heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. Hey, that one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable, the unreachable, the unreachable star. Thank you.
53 years ago, tomorrow, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas joined a number of former British colonies in achieving national independence from Great Britain, so-called. By that time, the British Empire had become a shell of itself by virtue of declines in its economic and financial fortunes born of World Wars I and II, declines in its population born of World War I and II, rising nationalistic sentiments on the part of its former colonies, changing attitudes in Great Britain itself about colonization and the British Empire's place in the world, a decline in its military hegemony, the rise of powers like the United States of America and the Soviet Union following World Wars I and II. Britain had become a shell of itself and could no longer even endure the expense of holding on to its colonies. And the Bahamas joining countries in Africa like Ghana, Tanzania, decided it no longer wished to have to ask Great Britain for permission to, in the first instance, make decisions about its own internal affairs and not achieve internal self-governance prior to 1973. But in the end, not to have to require permission from the British to attend to its international affairs. It wanted the ability to decide on its own domestic policies, economic, social, political. It wanted the ability to decide on its own foreign policies, who it would associate itself with, who it would not associate itself with, how it would engage in international trade. And on July 10th, 1973, without war, but not much rancor, the Bahamas achieved that independence from the British. It is an independence, I think, sometimes not quite clearly understood by Bahamians. Some Bahamians, I should say. Because what it meant was, no longer did the governing authorities of the Bahamas, notwithstanding it decided to retain the royal monarch as its head of state, notwithstanding it made a decision to do that. The leadership of the Bahamas, the founding fathers of our nation, made a decision to retain. It didn't have to do that. But it made a decision, like others did, like many others did, who many former colonies did, to retain the Queen as head of state, now the King, and to belong to an association, a free will association, a voluntary association called the Commonwealth of Nations, which is an association of former British colonies, which includes India and Barbados and Jamaica and all kinds of them. Notwithstanding that, there is not one single permission from the royals in order to make a decision about its domestic and international policies. And the role played by the British representative in the Bahamas, the Governor General, is more a titular role, symbolic role, that we, as a people, have retained. We volunteered to retain it. Our highly regarded and heralded founding father, Sir Lyndon Pinling, and his cohort of associates like A.D. Hannibal, decided, agreed to retain that. And so, notwithstanding what some might say, we are an independent nation. And since July 10, 1973, we have decided our fate. What we are today may bear some influence born of our heritage and legacy under the British Empire, but we are making ourselves what we are today by the decisions we make about our domestic and foreign policies. We are an independent nation, and it is a privilege to have the ability as a people to chart our own course, to decide our own fate, for the most part, to decide the direction we will go in as a people, whether that relates to our national morals, relates to our national economics, relates to our national polity, relates to our national social dynamics. We get to decide. What a privilege it is to be able to decide. I know as a man how much I regard it as a privilege to decide who I want to be with, who I don't want to be with, where I want to go, where I don't want to go, how I want to be, how I don't. Even in the face of my God, he gives me the right, the privilege to decide. Do you want to worship me, Chicago? No. Do you want to worship me, Chicago? Yes. Do you want to pray to me, Chicago? No. Do you want to pray to me, Chicago? Yes. I get to decide. I get to choose that. It is a privilege and a great responsibility. And that is what is on us. The privilege and the responsibility to decide. What is the Bahamas? Who are the Bahamians? What are they doing? What are they not doing? Why do they do what they do? When will they do what they do? Where will they do what they do? How will they do what they do? Because for 53 years, we have been an absolutely independent nation. You're listening to Zeke Lacoste. We'll be back to talk about this some more. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style, big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More at Burger King Nassau.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before Bahamas Independence Day. If you want to give us a call today, I hope you can call us on 322, that's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, that's 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands toll free on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-57. Text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. It is my hope today that we can have a discussion that has nothing to do with partisan politics, nothing to do with how we feel about the FNM, how we feel about the PLP, how we feel about the DNA, how we feel about the COI or any other I or A or P or L or F. It is my hope that we will just be Bahamians today. I mean, just really, just pure Bahamians, and talk about, as a friend of mine suggested, what are our priorities today going into our 54th and 55th and 56th and so forth, independence. What are our priorities? What are the things that we really must focus on, pay attention to, that will help us, the nation we believe at our best we can be? What do we have to attend to? As a people, it's not only a question of what do the political leaders have to attend to, but it's what we, the people of the Bahamas, made up of our political leaders, our judicial leaders, our educational leaders, our business leaders, and ourselves, our spiritual and religious leaders. What do we have to prioritize? You see, to my mind, if you are waking up in the morning and there isn't clarity on what you are in the broad about, but then as a priority, a set of priorities toward accomplishing what you are in the broad about, it doesn't make for the most productive or functional way to be, or for achieving the most success. Now, let me be clear. I want to be clear with you guys, right? Because, you know, as we go through these discussions about what is or is not happening in the Bahamas, there is a certain idealism that creeps into our conversations, and I do not despise idealism. I think people ought to be focused on the ideal as an outcome. I think that you ought to be focused on your paradise. You ought to be focused on your on that ultimate, beautiful, wonderful, excellent, perfect outcome you and I wish to have. Even when we understand that it may not be achievable, but if we are striving toward that, then chances are we're going to do a whole lot better if we have nothing else we're striving toward. But there is a sense in which we have to be practical about what is doable and not doable, right? A sense in which we have to understand that, you know, utopia, that's right, utopia, thank you. A sense in which we have to understand that even if I am absolutely focused on the right set of things, there can be resource constraints to my achieving them. And you know that in your own personal life. So stop putting it on everybody else in the world. You know in your own personal life, notwithstanding you would love to have a house much better than you have, a car much better than you have, an educated group of children much better than you have, and all that kind of stuff, there are constraints to doing so. There are things that limit you from achieving that, but you're going to do the best you can get to where you are trying to get, as close to it as you are trying to get. And that's all you can ask of yourself. That's all we can ask of ourselves as a people. That's all we can ask of our leadership in every sphere of endeavor in the Bahamas is are you doing your best? Now, that's an objective question, you know, because people might think they're doing their best. And if you think you're doing your best, then fine. You're fine. If you think that, that's what can I do? But when your best is being judged by others, that matters also. What should be our priorities in this country? I mean, I have my own thoughts, but I'm not inclined to just share them. I would love to hear from you. What do you think should be our priorities today as a people? This your country, you live in it. What is it that you think is high up on the list of what we should be about? Remember now, this ain't the PLP list, this ain't the FNM list, this ain't the DNA, it's the CRI list. This is not the political list alone. This is the list of things that we, as a people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, told by the BNSI after its last census that we number about 399,000. Do we believe are our priorities in any sphere? What are the priorities? Priorities mean first things first. Top of the list, this thing first, that one next. What do you think should be our priorities? That's the question. I don't care where I am sometimes if I'm not in a controlled environment. The minute I start the show, people start doing work. All the time before, no work. Then after, no work. Just during the show, work. So I'm sorry if you hear something in the background. Can I help that? Someone says affordable quality healthcare. That should be a priority. Affordable quality healthcare, says this texter. Okay. That's a priority. Affordable quality healthcare. Anybody else? Affordable quality healthcare. I have to tell you, based on my own study and research, that's a tall order anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. Affordable quality healthcare is a tall order anywhere in the world. Because even the health professionals tell you that there's oftentimes a trade-off between these three things: affordability, quality, and speed. So they say healthcare that's fast, it's going to cost you a lot. If you want fast healthcare that is affordable, it's going to cost you a lot. And you may suffer some quality on that basis. If you want affordable and quality, It's going to cost you a lot. If you want it affordable and quality and fast, it's going to cost you a lot in time and expense. But that's a priority. That's what you aim for. That's one of the priorities. This text says, "Happy Independence, Mr. Lang. I've seen attorneys in the Bahamas on multiple occasions share the opinions that because our independence was achieved through an act of parliament by British, that by the same means they can recolonize our country and return it to the crown." If you hear an attorney say that, if I heard an attorney say that, I would think they are idiots. Absolute idiots. I mean, it's absolute idiots. I mean, seriously, that's just on a practical basis, that's just stupid. Absolute stupid. Okay? The only way the British Empire, the British, can recolonize the Bahamas is by doing it the way they did it the first time with all the other colonies, and they have to do it militarily. That's the only way, an act of parliament. So they pass an act of parliament and says the Bahamas no longer independent, and what we can do in the Bahamas. All of a sudden, we can just surrender and decide, oh, well, don't keep doing what you're doing. That's absolute nonsense. Oh, my goodness, absolute nonsense. No intelligent lawyer would say such a thing. Right? What the British did in their parliament to recognize the independence of the Bahamas was for their laws. Standing. Wasn't because that now is the only basis on which the Bahamas is an independent country. That's absolutely utter nonsense. Right? This is the same way as when the Bahamas joins the United Nations and comes back home and passes the United Nations Act to recognize that in law. That's the same thing. Same thing. Utter nonsense. Anyway, people say all kinds of things. For the record, I found myself in many arguments on social media claiming that they are talking absolute nonsense. And you're absolutely right. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing today?
I'm right here, man. What's
Hello.
Up? I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Boy, distant from here. Mr. Lang, you mentioned earlier that we can try and use this day to find out what is most important to us today, the eve before our so-called 53rd anniversary. No PLP, no FNM, no COI, no DNA, no politics mentioned. Now, in our Holy Bible, I would like to come to the Constitution. In our Holy Bible, there was a young man about 12 years old that had a discrepancy with the church, and he went into the church. His name was said to be Jesus. He had run away. He got away from his parents and went back to the church after they left Jerusalem to pay in their taxes. His mother then missed him, and they doubled back and they found him in the church. The leaders were so amazed by this young man. They said, "What manner of child is this?" I was born May the 4th, 1951, baptized in the Anglican faith. I moved over to St. George's from St.
Right,
Matthew's.
All right. Sparky, I have a question on today. I don't want to waste time. I have a question.
No,
the
what
question
I'm saying is
what are our priorities?
I moved to St. George's with confirming St. George's, and I was there till I was 19, and then I questioned the church. Why was I kneeling down, bowing, and showing a picture of a white Jesus and a white seven disciples?
Right,
12 disciples.
Producer, we have to go to a break. We got to go to a break, producer. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion on independence. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers, route to a cure for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Guess who's back?
It's the
that time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic,
where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wow, it's 35 years already. Where has the time gone? Look at where we have come from. Caribbean Gas would like to say thank you to our valuable customers and our dedicated staff. Let's celebrate this, our 35th anniversary. From June 16th to July 16th, we will celebrate with you. Giveaways, prizes, and surprises. If you spend $50, you are eligible to win a 100-pound cylinder, 50-inch TV, gas stove, AC unit, and much, much more. Visit us on Gladstone Road, Caribbean Gas. It's our 35th anniversary. Let's celebrate!
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before we celebrate our 53rd independence in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And we are asking the question, we don't care about the politics of the life today. We don't need to know about the PLP. We don't need nobody FNM. We don't need nobody DNA, the COI, not today. We're just asking you, as a citizen of the Bahamas, as a resident of the Bahamas, what do you regard as the priorities we should be focused on today? Somebody said that we have to just be focused on the basics, adequate beds, nutritious food, caring, compassionate health providers. They regard this as low, highly hanging fruit. All right, what say ye? What are the priorities today? All right, this text says, our priority is removing high-ranking politician one and declare corruption now endemic in the use of treasury money. If we can do that, we will heal a wide range of ills from country infrastructure to social support. Okay, that's fair. I mean, that's a fair request by you. As a priority, you say getting rid of whoever high-ranking politician one is. Okay. It's Texas. Why do our leaders swear allegiance to the sovereign and successors? Because that's what we chose to do. We chose to continue an affiliation with Britain that has its monarch as our leader and chose to swear allegiance to them. That's what we chose to do. One day, if we decide to do something different, we could decide to do something different, but we do it because that's what we chose to do. That's like asking, why she buy the red dress instead of the blue dress? Because that's what she chose to do. Ain't nobody make her do that. She don't have to do that. Why do I bend my knee to Jesus or God from the Judeo-Christian? Because that's what I choose to do. Nobody make me do it. I could choose otherwise. That's why we do it. Another main priority is affordable housing and education. Affordable housing and education. Can you argue with that? Affordable quality housing and education. I added the quality. Affordable housing and education. This text says internal self-governance is nothing if it is only bowing to the will of international community. Show me evidence of true self-determination, sir. Suck my teeth. If I have to show you evidence of true self-determination, you don't live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You cannot. You cannot live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. How can you say that to me and live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? You're sucking your teeth because it needs to be cleaned, not because you think you have a point. You have no point. Did you ask the United Nations States to peg your dollar to it? You did not. You just chose to do it. And if you want to undo it today, you can do it. You joined the UN. You joined the OAS. You joined CARICOM. Nobody made you do that. You did that. You got your education system. You're hiring who you want to hire. You are setting up the exams you want to set the exams up. Nobody made you do that. Nobody made you do it. You went ahead and you signed contracts with this Bahamian people, these foreign people. Nobody makes you do that. You, the United States of America, do not want you to be doing business with China, and you're doing business with China. You see how senseless the notion you have is that you ask me to show you? You show me that we're not. Show me we're not. Today ain't the day to talk that nonsense to me. Okay? Show me evidence. I just showed you all kind of evidence. Me texting me on this cell phone by services provided by your telecommunications company or the alternative, Ally, which was allowed into the Bahamas. Okay? Your country, your government, not by nobody else. You want more evidence than that? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I would say priority for affordable housing and education. Okay, all right, we got that earlier too. This text says, why did our leaders volunteer to retain monarchy as the head of state? I suspect that they were really following others. I mean, because others had done so and retained the queen and monarch as their head of state. Others had done so, whether it was some of the African countries or the Caribbean countries and the like. They had all done so. India did it. So, you know, I don't think there was any fundamental, profound reason other than maybe maintaining some attachments that could benefit in terms of association. Because if you went to war, perhaps Britain, as a part of the Commonwealth, would come to you, and it has a huge of military. So that might have been among the reasons. This text says, our leaders swear to King Charles, we didn't fight for us given, and therefore can be taken away. What military we have to resist, delusional. But this is a stupid comment, though. But it's a stupid comment. I mean, so you don't get to be independent because other people could come in and use their military and overtake you. Of course, that's true. Russia could do it. The United Kingdom could do it. United States could do it. But what does that have to do with the fact that you are today making the decisions you're making? Some of you guys, I'm telling you, your thinking on this matter is so limited that it is embarrassing, quite frankly, because you try to embarrass other people with your nonsense. Okay, it's utter nonsense. Find a new talking point, one that's more intelligent, one that's more thoughtful, because this one is not. Okay, it is not. And far from being delusional, we're not delusional, you're ignorant. That's the reality. I'm not being insulting to you, you don't know. And so you're being ignorant, okay? This text says healthcare and well-being, education, affordable housing, and quality living standards. What do you mean by quality living standards? So help me understand that some more, please. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Honesty in our is a priority. A stronger educational system. A cleaner Bahamas. Better roads and traffic lights. 5, more enforcement with our laws that we have on the books. 6, a health care that works. 7 affordable housing, 8 strong local government in our family islands. That's a great list. That's a very good list. All right, well, when we come back, we'll continue our discussions, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z-Live. Oh, let's take the call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. You got like 1 minute, unless you want to call back. Go ahead, caller.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, sir. I just want to give a little input on the fire that take place in Bimini.
Okay, but I think you should. I think I think you should call back, though, because we are hard at the break now, and I don't want to cut you short.
Okay, I'll call you back. Sure.
Please. Thanks a lot. We'd love to hear. Thanks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, the day before the Bahamas' independence, 53rd independence of the Bahamas. For 53 years, we have been charting our own course, deciding our own fate, messing up when we mess up, doing well when we do well, we deciding it. Swearing to who we want to swear to, not swearing to who we want not swear to. I wonder if people who talk that nonsense understands that a person can go in the House of Assembly and you don't have to swear. You could do another stuff. You know, by the twisted logic of some people, if a person, they are not themselves independent because someone could bring a gun and make them do anything. Or the government of the Bahamas can, if it decides to do so, lock them up. What they can do? Appeal to the court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. See how that works? This text says, I would like to see Androsians take more pride in their settlements and the beaches and the nice streets that we have. Also, I would like to see more Androsians return home with a positive attitude and not when they find it hard in the city and elsewhere, return home bringing nothing positive and just complaining about the government. Also, I would like to see BEC, that'd be BPL, BTC and Alive upgrade their production on the island. So, Andros is a priority for you, and the attitude of Androsians is a priority for you. 53 years, going into the next 53, what are our priorities? What are the things that we need to be about in the Bahamas? What are the things we need to be about as a group of people? First of all, if it were me, one of my priorities, top priorities would be, can we clean up our place? Can we really clean up our place? In particular, we can do that, right? And I don't just mean clean it up as in pick up the dirt that citizens threw on the ground. Don't blame Prime Minister Davis or any of his ministers and them for throwing the dirt some of us threw out of our cars onto the road and dirty up the road or the side of the road, right? It's their responsibility to clean it, but it didn't dirty it. So we have to do that. But I'm not just talking about that. We are a island nation. We are a paradisical nation. Why can't we have more decorative signage for our streets. That gives us some character. Why can't we do that? Why can't we? We can have some very solid, weatherproof, decorative signage for our island nation. We could have that in New Providence. We could have that in Grand Bahama. We could have that in Abaco and so forth and so forth. Why can't we do that? Why can't we really invest in beautifying through vegetation our islands, especially at major points of interaction for Bahamians and for our visitors? Why can't we do that? I mean, why can't we make that kind of effort? Why can't we produce islands a visual effect that just immediately gives us pride in our surroundings? Why can't we do that? Why can't we beautify government buildings and schools and hospitals and clinics? Why can't we make them the standard? And then why can't we push private sector people to beautify their stuff too? Oh my goodness. You know, private people has come down on the government of the Bahamas a lot, right? But let me tell you something. Plenty private enterprises in the Bahamas have no pride in the appearance of their stuff. None. It's awful. So you are contributing to the uglifying of the Bahamas. And you're the private sector. Some paint. Huh? A little bit of sand and some vegetation. You could do it. And then as citizens, we can get on board too. You don't have to listen. You don't have a lot of money to spend. But you could do something in them yards though. That ain't about money. That's just about not caring how your yard looks, how your house looks. All right? And maybe the government can participate in a beautification program that says, you know what? I'm going to give some paint. I almost said something. No. I'm going to give some paint and provide you with some brushes and stuff like that. And maybe we can engage some workforce in the area to do the painting. Also, young men not working and so forth and so forth. We could, and go into our 75th anniversary looking spunkadocious. How about that? See, I think you ought to clean your house. I really do, right? I think you ought to organize your house. You might have fancy ideas about what to do with the outside and so forth and so forth. I think you ought to do that. I think we ought to do that. Then secondly, we ought to pay attention to the things that have to do with the integrity of our homes, right? The electrical, the plumbing, you know what I mean? These basic things that secure the home and keep it more safe and make it more functional. We ought to make sure they're doing okay. We ought to be dissatisfied with what our utility companies are doing. We ought to be dissatisfied. Make a case them and down, but we ought to be dissatisfied because we know they can do better. We know they need to do better. And so we ought to be focused on that. And then to be focused on that, we have to ensure that we are not in a narrow partisan political way or some other kind of way that really only tries to do it while we're looking out for special interests and then causing ourselves not to be able to do it the right way. We need to be focused on it as a thing to say, listen, man, we got to get this done. We got to get this done. We need to get this done. And we're going to do whatever it takes to get this done. If it means Bahamians, whoever it is, if it means foreigners, whoever it is, whatever it is, we're going to get it done because we need to get it done. We have to have a secure infrastructure. Being Bahamians deserve to be driving on good, solid roads. Bahamians deserve to have reliable, affordable electricity. I don't think your electricity rate is ever going to go as low as some of you think. It's never. I don't think that. I really don't. Even with LNG, I think you may get some dip, but I don't know that you're going to get what you want. But you could live with reliable electricity that you know you could pay for, and reliable, you know, we could deal with that. And water that's quality, that's not contributing to bad health, but it actually enhancing good health. You ought to have that, right? You deserve that. So we should be able to do those things. This says, love the beautification topic. Why are there still election candidates' photos and paraphernalia still up, et cetera, out west? Because people only focus on things when many people, when it's in the air. And now that they've been elected or ain't elected, who cares? Who cares? You take it down if you want. That's how it's approached. Mr. Lang, we need to clean up for real, though. I mean, seriously, right? I mean, you know how much pride? Listen, if you approach your house and it's nicely, I thought the most beautiful, expensive house in the world, you could have an average, really just a, this your pride and joy, but it's clean, you know, to the extent that you can do so, it's the painted and what have you. And when you go and you go in your house and you might not have the richest, and you might have just average common stuff inside your, but it's organized and it's neat. Listen, I know people who furnish their homes out of thrift shops, and oh, the fantastic, beautiful job they've done. And it's beautiful. And you get such pride in it. When I walk inside my house, I have pride. I promise you, I am no bunch of fancy stuff inside my house. In fact, I furnish my whole living room off a Facebook marketplace in the U.S. Yeah. And I walk inside my house with my paintings and stuff like that. And I have some, one or two really nice paintings. I mean, nice as an expensive, but in terms of just, I have average paintings. I mean, like, you buy them from Hobby Lobby and things like that. And man, I buy them out of Kelly's. Yeah, Freeport. I have two queen pictures, freaking queen pictures. As you walk into my back door, my queens, look, I'm just proud, right? So, this text says, so following others is independence. Yeah, if that's what you choose to do. come on, brother. I bet you the clothes you wearing ain't no clothes you simply chose. I bet you that. Come on, man. Who y'all talking to? Yes, if you choose to follow others, that's your independence. You choose to do that. The Bible says, mark the perfect man and follow him. Jesus said, follow me. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Yes, if you choose to follow somebody, that's independence. Elevate your mind and thought and thinking. According to you, self-determination, who chooses to remain subjected to their oppressors when independence awaits you? This is such a stupid, ignorant statement, man. It's stupid and ignorant. When is Great Britain oppressing us? Now? Today? That's why you could text all day long, sitting down in your house, enjoying whatever it is you're enjoying, or going to work, and sitting there texting on maybe on people's job, and you're being oppressed. Stop being silly, man. You have no idea what oppression feels like or looks like. No idea. Thank God for that, because you're independent and free. This text is the rule of law. Every citizen, resident, visitor, institution, and organization are subjected equally to the laws of the country. Amen. That's a priority. That should be a priority. It says, words of power, Chicago. I'm married to Mary, but swear allegiance to Susan. No, that is a comparison born of limitations. Absolute nonsense. You're not married to Great Britain at all. Not even close. Because when you're married to somebody, let's put it like this. You could be married to somebody and you could still decide to do your own doggone thing. That's why so many relationships end up separated or divorced or that kind of stuff, because people feel like you do your own thing I'm going to do my own thing and so forth and so forth. So don't give me that nonsense. We are doing our own thing. So find me a better allegory than that one, because that one don't work. If you don't feel like we're independent, then you should go sit down and celebrate whatever it is you think we have. the rest of us, the whole the most of the country, including the government of the Bahamas, including Britain and them who sent us congratulatory notes on being independent. He can celebrate our independence. I wouldn't be so stupid as to wake up in the morning telling people we are not an independent country. I wouldn't be so stupid. I wouldn't be so foolish as to think that being independent means that I don't have to take into consideration what happens with other people. I'm independent on the road when I drive, but I have to think about how my driving affects other people. But I'm going where I want to go. The people on the road ain't telling me to go, which stores to go to, which homes to go to. But while I'm driving, I have to be considerate of them. That doesn't mean I'm not independent. Interdependent. Yeah, and only independent people, as Pastor Miles Monroe used to say, can be interdependent. You cannot not have dependent people be interdependent. To be interdependent, you have to be independent. I can't understand people who could pick up today, fly from the Bahamas and go to the United States of America, but they ain't independent. Yes, you're independent. Who tell you go to the United States? Who make you go? What else are our priorities today? Clean up our stuff, man. Clean up our stuff. Beautify our stuff. Strengthen the basic infrastructure of our stuff, man, our country. The road, the water, the electricity, telecommunications, you know, the public facilities. Strengthen them. Make them as solid as they could be. We spending money building new things and the old things crappy. The old things we intend to continue to use crappy. What sense does that make? Let's strengthen, firm up the old things. The things that we still are going to use, still are going to have. Strengthen our schools. Landscape them. Give these teachers the basic things that they need to teach. Yes. Get them more money. Get the teachers more money and more training. More money and more training. And the resources that they require. Because uneducated people are hard to trick and easier to treat. Uneducated people are more difficult to rule, but easier to govern. Uneducated people are easier to encourage and harder to dominate. People can achieve prosperity better than an uneducated people. So we need to give from preschool to high school to university. We need to be able to give the resources in human and physical, material, what is necessary to achieve the excellence that we desire. So let's start education system. And yes, in our health system, yeah, man. Pay them doctors. Pay them doctors. Give them the tools they require, the equipment they require. There is no reason why Cayman Islands is building a world-class medical facility that our citizens are going through. There's no reason we in the Bahamas can't partner with others in the world so that this destination could be a destination for having high medical outcomes. We can do that, partnering with people. We can do that. Bahamians are flying to Turkey to get affordable, top-notch health care. Well, we don't mind people going to Turkey, but how about we bring Turkey to the Bahamas and then they can come to the Bahamas? We can do that and give our citizens access to quality, affordable health care. We can do that. And we could zone off an area for that kind of thing so that we could keep the cost down and we could treat that place the way they treat Turkey, so that you could have the kind of cost structure for your thing that is lower. No duty on that stuff in that medical area. No duty, no custom duty. Sub-vented electricity and power supply right in that area so that people can compete with the world on that high end of public health and education. We can do that. It ain't gonna happen overnight. I promise you it's not. It ain't gonna happen over no one term of any government. But we can do it. We can strive to do it. And by the time as we hit 75, we hit 75, we'd be like, oh, baby, let's be like, man, I live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, sugar, sugar, sugar. What a wonderful place. While we got people still talking, but we ain't independent. This text says, Mr. Lang, I would love to see more dumpsters around so that we can put away waste properly. Yeah, man, we could do that. Come on now, seriously? How much does it cost to buy a dumpster? Right? You could even get the dumpster. You can make people listen to me. Bamians. I live in Freeport. If there's one thing I don't worry about in Freeport, it's the disposal of my garbage. The Grand Bahama Utility Company shows up to my yard. Now, granted, I bought my garbage now. I bought my garbage bin. I went down to the store and I bought my two, what are they? They're like 20, 30 gallon garbage bins. And I put them in my enclosed area. But every Tuesday, God sent, boom. Garbage picked up every Thursday, God sent, or Friday. Every Friday, God sent, boom. Garbage picked up on the clock, on the dot. And then when I carry my bulk stuff and put them on the side of the road, even without calling anybody. Now, I could call people to organize it, you know, and I can pay a little something for that. But even without calling somebody on a schedule, boom, they come there and they grab up that bulk of stuff, put inside that truck, and take them away. Like clockwork. But it's disgraceful that we can't do that in New Providence and organize life like that. You know why? Because the government got a give a little piece to this one, the little general there. And I'm talking about just this, a piece to this general. So we can give it out to 30, 40 people with them little truck, not the proper equipment. And all, what you get is mediocre subpar service. Because that's how we do it. We can do better than that, man. I mean, let me tell you something. You want another priority? One of our priorities has got to be reducing political patronage in the Bahamas. You want me to say it again? One of the priorities in the Bahamas, if we are going to get better governance and better services, is reducing, if not eliminating, political patronage. Because it's twisting plenty of things. I got to give it to him. He ain't the best person to do it. No, he even ain't got all the resources to do it. But I give it to him, and he can bring a little truck with a couple of people them who he paying. He probably even ain't paying right to pick up the thing halfway. No, as a priority, we can look at reducing, if not eliminating, political patronage. I don't think you're gonna be able to eliminate it, but oh my goodness, it is getting in the way, Jack. It's getting in the way. We should have as a priority in Lower Bahamas, cannot in any given fiscal year, except under exigency circumstances agreed by resolution in the House of Assembly, award directly, without competition, greater than 30% of its total budget for awarding contracts. Cannot. And there should be real consequences that flow from violate that principle. Real consequences. The Minister of Finance should be fired if it happens, if it's not approved by a resolution in Parliament. He should lose his job. Because too many of these direct awards are not serving the Bahamas' interests well. They are not. they are not serving the Bahamas' interests well. You know what I don't understand? And you could get mad at me if you're in the private sector. How come in the private sector you want competition for your the award of your contracts with your businesses, but then you want the government to give you the business without competition? How does that work? How come it's good for you and not good for the people of the Bahamas? you know why. You know, let's clean up our political act. Let's clean up our governing act. Let's build confidence and trust in the citizens of the Bahamas around the way we actually do the business of governance. Let's do it. Let's really open the books up. How about that? How about let the Bahamian people see the books? Let them see the books. Oh, sugar, Shivago, what you talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lightning, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Whether you're 25, 45, or 65, financial security is important to you. It's important to FAMGUARD, too. And whether you're starting your career, growing your family, or expanding your investments, the FAMGUARD group of companies has the products and expertise to meet your needs. Life and health insurance, home and auto coverage, pensions and annuities, investments, and mortgages, all backed by the company's reputation for financial strength and reliability. Visit your nearest FAMGUARD office or FAMGUARDBahamas.com today.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three breast plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
The Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings...
Celebrate. Come, let's celebrate the Bahamas independence. Stop by Janae's Uniform Set and get 30% off selected independence polo items. Get an additional 10% volume discount for 30 or more pieces. Net items excluded. The net items, Janae's unique limited edition independence tees. Don't forget the black, gold, and aquamarine ribbons in various sizes to decorate the home or office. Visit Janae's Chesapeake Road or text the Janae's digital team at 817-3295 or email sales@janae's.com or www.janae's.com. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from Janae's.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
It's
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this pre-independence show. Tomorrow, we'll celebrate our 53rd independence in the Bahamas. Thank God for that. Thank God for independence. Thank God for the ability to choose our own path, good, bad, or ugly, however we do it. Thank God for the ability to do it and that we have been able to do it for 53 years now. And so we'll celebrate tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to have some stew conch for breakfast, some yellow grits, and some avocado. At lunchtime, I'm going to have me some fried fish and crab and rice and some plantain. I ain't sure what they can do in the afternoon yet for eats. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. My thing on the Bimini model is that what the government needs to do is pressurize all those fire hydrants. Let them put in fire hydrants in these areas, like the areas like what where they don't have no fire engine. Just put fire hydrants with pressure on it, and anytime something go down, they can run the hoses. That's what they do in Lifer Key. I don't know why they want to say they want to buy fire engines for these islands. What they know they can't afford it. So just put fire hydrants with all with pressure in it, and then every 6 months, they go and make sure that the fire hydrants are working, check the valves and make sure they ain't leaking. That's what we do in Life of Key. It's simple. Okay. There ain't no big mess about that, sir.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense to me. That reminds me. That's another.
Them, just put fire hydrants in all these areas where a bunch of people living in. And that eliminate all the fire engines, all those stress what they be having. Pressurize the fire hydrants. That's simple. That's easy math.
And that's part of taking care of your household and making sure things in place. Like I have fire hydrant, I got water tank, you know, you got a smoke detector, making sure you could keep the place safe and secure, but, right?
Like they say, the fire truck can't get to those tight areas. Just put fire hydrants in these tight areas. That's simple. That ain't even no brainer.
Okay.
Like I said, the hot water and sewage already over there, let them every 6 months go and check the fire hydrant, make sure they're working properly. So if anything happened like that again, they could deal with it. But these smart guys, these so sophisticated engineers, them can't think like that. They only want to make the country spend more money, what the country don't have. The country is totally broken. But if you put fire hydrant, which is only a couple hundreds of dollars, rather than spending hundreds of dollars to maintain these trucks, think about it, Mr. Lang. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you a question before you go. How do they pressurize the water in Life of Key?
It's onto the water. It's onto the pressurized water line. The line's what comes in. The line is already pressurized. All they do is tie it.
Oh, I see.
Tie it right into the main water line.
I see. Okay.
And it's pressure on it. So they will just use up the water as they need it.
Yeah, just like at my home, I have a tank, and then I have a pump, and I have a nozzle that can create pressure on the water when it's coming out the hose.
We have a bunch of people in the country who really and truly ain't know what they doing. They don't know what they are doing, Mr. Lane. Trust me on that. We have a bunch to get these jobs because they have best friends in these government agencies. But these guys are no engineers. They don't have to. They don't use their brains in this country.
I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. In recent years, I've noticed many businesses in New Providence advertising their products, placing them outside. This is now becoming a trend in New Providence. I would like to see this seemingly new trend discontinue because it looks awful. Okay. Well, you have to have some standards for that. It says, Mr. Lang, I am willing to be a volunteer to assist with cleaning up New Providence. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of them is what, but we need a sustainable program too, though. You know, see, volunteerism can do like on a project basis, but we need a too many people are employed in Bahamas for us to not be able to have a team doing that, man. You know what I mean? Painting them curbs. Weeding them stuff. Yeah, man. This text is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. As the nation celebrates its 53rd independence, I will be celebrating my 13th year independence from gas and my 1 year independence from BPL grid. Wow! Good for you. Good for you. You sure you're independent from BPL? This text says, laugh out loud. No, thanks. Go sit down, man. I am cracking up all myself as I work. I really love my country. Good for you. This is Mr. Lang. I recently landed here in Nassau from the great United States. I was bombarded by taxi drivers, basically forcing me to use their services. The experience was very uncomfortable. That system needs to be organized better than that. I don't know. Now, when I go to Nassau from the United States, I observe, I don't know. Everybody might have a different experience because I watch and see that there are some traffic control people out there who normally would say, do you need a cab? Or they'll ask the question, do you need a cab? And then they'll say, first up, second up, and so forth. That's what I see. I don't know why you would be having a different experience. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. There is an 8-10 unit apartment complex on Joe Farrington Road. There is absolutely no dumpster service in the complex. What? So the raw garbage is placed on the ground in front of the complex. As a result, the garbage is blown all over the streets into other nearby properties. This has been this way for almost 2 months. Well, the owner of that place should be ashamed. And they should be ashamed to allow such a thing to prevail. Shame. So, Mr. Lang, I really want, but I can tell you all this much, though. If you're a landlord, tenants, you have garbage bins, but tenants can be really, I don't know, what happens is, I think tenants go and they try to empty the garbage in the night and they get scared, and they just toss it. Anyway, you're supposed to provide garbage facilities for your tenants. This text says, Mr. Lang, I really want some of that famous pea soup in for Independence Day. I got pea soup frozen. Mind you, that's what I might have tomorrow evening. I have the pea soup frozen right in the freezer. Yeah. Say farming so we can feed ourselves, so we can stop eating inferior made bad food, which is killing us. Okay, that's a good priority too. It says, good day, and this government don't have an ounce of sense of direction. The normal citizens have all the answers to help these top-line lazy politicians who want free lunch and money galore. We need these buzzard politicians gone, including the MP that volunteered in Bimini. It's Texas. I realized this morning that we have lionized the personality ethic. We have too many people in leadership positions and with massive responsibilities who can claim And quote, I wasn't the smartest, but I in charge now, end quote. The person who doesn't have the education is extraordinary, either naturally talented or driven. What we have are the untalented failures who don't lift a finger. They just profile. This will not get us very far, says that person. Okay. This text says, a very good idea that gentleman gave about the fire solution. Government should do that in all of the isolated settlements in the Family Islands. I think if it's a engineeringly doable thing, which I believe it is, yeah, sounds like a fairly good idea to me. All right, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, our final break, and pay our respects to our marvelous sponsors. And then when we come back, we wrap up the show. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lange, your host.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clocks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
No budget for a vacation this summer? Not in Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Wendy's has brand new chicken tenders.
And they're everything you've been craving.
Crispy, juicy,
and seasoned just right.
These tenders bring the flavor from the very first bite.
Dip them,
dunk them,
love them.
With sauces like sweet chili,
scorching hot,
ranch,
honey barbecue,
honey mustard,
and Wendy's signature sauce.
Grab them as a kid's meal.
Enjoy them on their own.
Or make it a combo
that hits the spot
every time.
For tenders you're gonna know by name,
it's gotta be Wendy's.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lange, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio for these remaining moments of the show before Independence Day tomorrow. I trust you will enjoy your day. Time off with family, friends, however you choose to do it. I want to tell you guys what my three priority areas to reduce or undo in the Bahamas in order to make greater progress. Notice what I said, greater progress. I didn't say we weren't making progress, but we can make greater progress. But these things are, and in fact, these things are to me the three greatest impediment to making more progress in the Bahamas. This is Shivago Langna. This is me. I didn't say the Guardian. This is the Guardian's list. I didn't say this was the University of the Bahamas' list. I didn't say this was anybody else's list. This is me. My thought after many years and much thinking, these are my thoughts on what are the greatest impediments to making greater progress in the Bahamas. First one is naked political partisanship, born of naked political self-interest. Let me say it again. Naked political partisanship, born of naked political self-interest. Our FNMism, PLPism, COIism, DNAism, when they are taken to extremes, because they serve a personal ambition in politics, causes us to subjugate the national interest, the collective interest, to those two things. And we suffer as a nation because of it. So let me give an example. My party, I'm saying any party now, so I'm just saying my party does something or doesn't do something. I am unwilling to stand up and say that there is absolute nonsense. That is unacceptable because, one, I want my party, no matter what, to be in. And two, because if my party's in, I can get this job, I can get this contract, I can get this favor, I can get this appointment, I can get this. So I subjugate what is in the best interest of the country for my personal interest and that of my party. Anyone who suggests that has not been a problem, has not caused a problem in the Bahamas, is simply sticking their hands, their heads in the proverbial sand. That's the first thing. The second thing, I think, is give-upism on the part of too many Bahamians. Give-upism. Yes, the way we may lead, the way we may govern, the way things are happening might certainly discourage, might certainly disappoint, might certainly anger, might certainly frustrate, but giving up is not the solution. To give up is to say to your children, y'all are on your friggin' own. To give up is to say to Almighty God, you ain't given me enough to be able to overcome this. Notwithstanding, you said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. To give up is to say, the people who pushed and pushed for you to be in the position you're in were stupid fools and didn't show the way. Give up ism on the part of far too many Bahamians is going to be the demise of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Because we need your strength. We need your thinking. We need your push to join the cause in moving us forward. And if you don't, if you're not, we can't go. How can we go as far as we could go if too many of us are bailing out? And there's more than one way to give up, you know. We think, oh, only the people who voted gave up. That's not true. Some people who voted gave up because they voted for reasons other than the best interest of the country. Because they got this contract, because they got this start, and they got fixed up, and that one get fixed up. That's a giving up too, because you gave up on decency. You gave up on the right reasons and cause. And I don't care who you voted for. If you voted because you believe with all your heart, FNM, PLP, DNA, COI is best, you did the right thing. God bless you. We salute you. But some people gave up and voted for they self, not the country. Give upism is a thing runs forward with. Third thing, I think, is keeping us from greater progress. And I think it is intellectual laziness. Yeah, I think it's intellectual laziness. You know, thinking is work. In fact, thinking is hard work. Your brain uses 80% of your energy. It's hard work to think. And so no wonder people just, you know, man, ain't nobody got time for that. But it is a genuine, robust thinking that we may be able to come up with better solutions for ourselves. Those are my three. There are many more. There are others, but those are my three things that I hope, leading into the next set of independences, we might make some progress on. This text says, good day, and PM himself advertised that he pretended to have a job at a law firm to impress his father. I really think he's still pretending to even be a prime minister, but we, the people, ain't impressed by his clowning with his circus crew. We're not doing that day, you know, but anyway, finish reading. Election gone, budget passed, and nobody strike a lock yet. I hope player tell the whole story. All right. No, all of our issues are not related to our politics and our politicians. Some are very much related to our own attitudes. We have to all reflect on how we are going about our business to see the extent to which adjustments could be made that might help us move further along. I do not believe that we shall ever come to a time other than when the Lord God Almighty himself comes. And we're not going to be seeing some issues in this country, crime, dysfunctional things, poor people, poor decisions. That's going to happen. But I can see a time when Bahamians can look on the Bahamas with a greater sense of pride, greater sense of peace, a greater sense of prosperity, a greater sense of responsibility, a greater unity, a greater sense of hope and optimism, a greater sense of kindness, a greater sense of belief in the goodness of the Bahamas, in the ability of the Bahamas to satisfy the most basic ambitions we have and to allow us to elevate to the pursuit of our higher aspirations. I can see that. And it is in that spirit, I wish you all, my brothers, my sisters in the Bahamas, my fellow citizens, those I call, those I have as family, whether they are my brothers or sisters or children or aunts or uncles or cousins, those I call friends, my neighbors from all across the Bahamas, from Abaco and Bimini in the north to Nagua in the south. that I wish you a very, very happy independence. God bless you. And he spares life. We'll be back with you again next week. Have a great weekend.
This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know.